On Panthers Radio with Zynomics, head coach Gary Graham joins us. Gary, how much of a test, Guildford on Friday, they're league leaders at the moment. How much of a test, where are their biggest strengths?
Well, they play well as a team. And, you know, they have a fast team, and they defend pretty well, too. Their goaltender's been playing pretty well this year. So, you know, I just think that they play very, very well as a team. You know, it's a really good team game that they play. And, you know, they apply pressure. They don't beat themselves by turning pucks over and taking dumb penalties. So, you know, you got to earn it when you beat them.
And you looked at their game last time they were here. They could have won. I mean, you came from behind, didn't you, to score late and to win that in overtime. But their results, apart from that loss, have been really quite consistent. I think a couple off the top of my head. They're a very consistent team as well.
Yeah, they found their identity, you know, early on. You know, they had, I think, maybe Cronella was hurt for a couple games. But the one thing that they've had is they've had their whole team. You know, they've had their whole team together. And, you know, I say this all the time. I mean, it makes it really easy early on in the season when you have your same group night in, night out, you keep your lines, the team stays healthy. You know, you take a look at our team, you know, we've barely had our lineup in the same thing, you know, same game for at the beginning of the season. You know, I mean, we just now finally have back Caruso and Legrone in the lineup at the same time for the first couple games. You know, it's taken that long. So, you know, we were a little snake bit with the injuries early on and just getting that chemistry going. But, you know, now that we're getting healthier, of course, Dubois out right now is a little bit challenging for us. 5-game suspension. Now he's hurt with a finger too. You know, so it's just kind of been early on. You know, we've had a little bit of the Murphy's Law going against us here. But, you know, I really like where our team is. We're practicing very well. The guys are battling. Their spirits are good. You know, for us, obviously, it was disappointing up in Fife. But, again, we did a lot of good things against Belfast, and we just got to focus on the positive and how we got to play consistently.
Talk about energy at home and you know, okay, the road form's not been great, but let's focus on home. They're finding the identity at home and really putting on a good show for the fans.
Oh, for sure. You know, I think, again, we've seen it from our team. You know, we can get scoring and get that team confidence going early in a game. You know, we're a different team. You know, for us, it's just we get a little bit of a shell shock, you know, sometimes, especially if we're on the road and we get down a couple goals. And, you know, as you know, winning teams, they have that belief that even if they're down 2 or 3 goals, that you can still come back, you know. And that's where we have to get that mental toughness and that willingness to understand that if we do the right things, if we play a team game and our horses are horses and we get the best from our top guys, we can beat any team in this league. And I truly believe that. But we got to get it consistently.
Seems an obvious question, this, but, you know, is it that road form that's probably the key to really turning this season around?
I mean, yeah, obviously it's going to be a big part. I mean, just playing consistently, whether it's home, away, period in, period out. You know, again, in a Belfast game, we played 2 great periods. In the third period, we got away from our game plan, and then we started, you know, getting hurt. And I think the one thing I've been really trying to get across to the captains and into this group is that, you know, we're not the type of team to cut corners and win games. You know, we're not that type of team. There are some teams that can cut corners and play loosey-goosey and still come out and win games. We are not that way. Now, when you get that winning culture going, it's a little bit easier to do that. You know, some nights you're going to cut some corners, you still might have some success because you got the team confidence going. But, you know, it's hard to do that when you don't have the team confidence. That's why playing without the puck, playing structured, playing disciplined, all those things, high energy, work ethic, those things, they have to be all non-negotiables at this point.
Thanks for joining us, Gary.
Thanks, Ellie.